This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Fresh data on new U.S. home construction today sent off mixed signals. May was higher than expected, but still down from April. The economy is good by many measures, and mortgage rates are low. Two data points that would typically point to a buoyant housing market, but Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports analysts in the industry itself are not as bullish as we would expect.
The housing market is in a weird place. There is demand for new homes, but Jamie Katz at Morningstar says a lot of it is among first-time homebuyers who can't afford them.
Affordability has been skewed a bit by the financial constraints on some of the younger home purchases, things like student debt or underemployment.
Meanwhile, National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon says the industry can't build more quickly or cheaply to meet demand because land, permitting, and materials are also getting more expensive.
From the builder's perspective, after covering all these costs of construction, the numbers simply do not work out.
Yoon says that's created a housing market where existing homes are rising in value, but would-be homeowners can't buy in.
I think we could see a sharpened haves and have-nots.
The latest survey from the National Association of Home Builders yesterday found industry confidence dipped slightly in June, even as 30-year mortgage rates are hovering around 4%. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.